Human beings are social animals. We learn and grow through our interactions with others. That's nothing new, but new research out of the UK suggests that these social interactions leave a physical trace in our brains. Scientists say their study reveals the importance of having rich social experiences early in life. The world's Ritu Chatterjee reports.
Now, this new study was done in monkeys. But we share a lot in common with our primate cousins, including relatively large brains compared with other animals.
There's been quite a big debate on why is it that our human brain and the brain of other primates is so enormously big.
That's Rogier Mars, a neuropsychologist at Oxford University. He says one theory is that primates evolved big brains to manage their complex social lives.
They have to keep track of who's dominant, who's been friendly to you in the past, who you have to be friendly to in order to get access to food and to have a good life, really.
But Mars and his colleagues were interested in a related question. If large brains enable complex social interactions, could social interactions in turn affect the structure of an individual's brain? To answer that question, they worked with a research facility that housed rhesus macaques for a range of scientific experiments. Mars says the monkeys were already kept in groups of different sizes.
Some are singly housed, some have one friend with them in the house, and some have bigger groups.
The researchers wanted to know if the brains of monkeys in the larger groups were different from the brains of monkeys in the smaller groups. So they did MRI scans of the monkeys' brains and found that indeed there was a difference. Two parts of the brain were noticeably larger in monkeys that lived in larger groups. Mars says one of those regions is the temporal cortex.
That contains areas that are sensitive to facial expression, to body posture, to emotional expression. So all areas that have to do with processing of social stimuli.
The other region is the prefrontal cortex, which sorts through information and helps us make decisions. Lisa Barrett is a professor of psychology at Northeastern University in Boston. She says the new study, which appears in the journal Science, is an important one.
It shows that experience in social groupings can change structural aspects of the brain.
Now, this doesn't come as a total surprise. In fact, a flurry of recent studies in humans has found a connection between the size of social networks and the size of certain brain structures.
These findings do strongly suggest that people who are exposed to larger and more complex social groupings will develop changes in their brain structure that will be measurable and have visible effects in terms of emotional processing and social ability and so on.
And that means those with fewer social interactions early in life might be at a disadvantage later. Robin Dunbar is a cultural anthropologist at Oxford University. He says this is an especially big concern today when so many children spend so much time online engaging in virtual interactions.
You don't learn how to handle relationships with other people when you do it online, because you can simply pull the plug if they offend you. You don't have to sweat it out and find some kind of social compromise with them in the way that you have to in real life, in the sand pit, the play pit, as it were.
But online interactions may also affect the brain. A recent study showed that parts of the brain that process social cues are larger in people with larger online networks. However, those very same people also had large real-life networks. So it's unclear which kind of social interaction has a greater impact on the brain. For The World, I'm Ritu Chatterjee.